who try to pronounce words correctly and have proper English, and they there's a big thing about, you know, Ebonics. And how they weren't really black if they didn't have Ebonics, mm-hmm. or they didn't talk Ebonics. To me, Ebonics not necessarily shows a lack of education or a lack of, but it's just, I think it's just a lack of wanting or the lack of self-push to learn to do the whole thing. Okay, it's like if you're going to a cook, and if you're cooking something, and a recipe calls for a half a teaspoon of salt. Well, instead of dragging the half a teaspoon out, you just take and you just shake salt in there. Now, I know a lot of people say, oh, that's just, you know, and I know that might be an improper analogy, but instead of going the extra distance to do the right thing, mm-hmm. you know, they leave vowels out, or they leave words out, and to me, it's just not going the extra mile to do to say the whole word or to say the whole sentence. You know, you're shortcutting yourself, and I'm sorry, I just think that there's, you know, that, but
no, that's
to each
what
his own.
And you perceiving a difference in those mm-hmm. things. That's exactly what I'm getting at here. And so, what about, like, so I hear you say, maybe you're kind of hinting towards this. Do you perceive a difference in different in various kinds of English, like maybe standard English versus other types of?
I think there's English, and then you got stuff like Ebonics. You got a totally different way of talking. You've got Oxford English, such as what the English over in Great Britain or England talk mm-hmm. in, and they have different words. The telly, where we have mm-hmm. telephone or the phone. There's words that mean different things or mean the same thing. They're just pronounced differently or you know totally different. And I'm not saying that people who talk that way are, you know, I know there's people who talk with Ebonics that are extremely successful. They have finances beyond mine. They make a tremendous income, and they're very good people. I have nothing against anybody for any reason until you do something get bad against me, mm-hmm. even if you are a Yankee. But, you know, it's just that, it's just the way you were brought up or the way that you were taught. You know, that, you know, not saying the full thing, or, you know, one of my down things is my handwriting. I have terrible handwriting. It's because it was never stressed growing up that, you know, penmanship, you know, just get the job done and move on. And, you know, that's why mine looks like scratch. That's why it's a beautiful thing to have a typewriter or a word processor.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you perceive a difference in the way people who are really educated talk versus people who aren't so educated? Do you think education can make a difference in how you talk?
I don't think education does. I think it's just the being raised. Mm-hmm. I think it starts at the home. I think that growing up, whenever I think somebody with Ebonics can be a Nobel laureate if they put the time in, they do what it takes to be there. But I think if growing up, if parents aren't diligent enough to, you need to pronounce the words properly. That's not a real word, you know. You need to say it properly. I think that's, you know, once again, I don't think it's you know, intelligence. But with that said, I do think that more people that speak Ebonics are of the lesser of education than the people who don't. Go to any college campus, and I would probably bet that the majority of the ethnic people there, and I don't like saying African Americans, the black Americans, mm-hmm. because they didn't come there, they weren't raised, they weren't born in Africa, they were born here. Mm-hmm. But the black Americans were or are not speaking Ebonics. They speak, now if they do speak Ebonics, and this is what's wild, because I've been with friends, and you're talking to them, and they have very clear, good English. And you walk off, and another black American walks up, another black walks up, and they start talking little slang. Well, they're wanting to fit in, and I can understand that. But it's just like, wow, you know, that, you know, I don't talk one way to my friends and talk differently to you. I talk the same to you. I don't talk differently to my other friends, you know.